Take your Bibles tonight, turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, a very familiar verse. The title of my message tonight is, What Do You Think? Not what you do you think in good times, what do you think in bad times? What do you think all the time? All the time. Our thoughts should be centered on God. Our thoughts should be centered on godly things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, a one verse text tonight, and it should be familiar to most of us. It says here in this verse, it says, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Our thoughts reveal who we are. Our thoughts reveal who we are. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Folks, you can't think godly thoughts unless you have a relationship with God. You can't think godly thoughts unless the Holy Spirit is in your life and ruling in your life. See, we need to understand that we are not as good or what we think we are. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 says, For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. There's a lot of that going on today. There's a lot of that going on. People embellishing their capabilities, embellishing their wisdom, embellishing their knowledge. And they're not as smart as they think they are. Folks, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. So we understand that our thoughts reveal who we are, just like the fruit of the Spirit working in our life reveal that we are His. And what we think we are. What we think we are. Paul calls for thoughts centered in praise. He rejects negative and critical thinking as improper for believers. And there's a fundamental truth in that. We need to think as God thinks. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says that we need to have the mind of Christ. Corinthians say the same thing, but we have the mind of Christ. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. This is God speaking to us, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Folks, if God thinks that about us, how should we think about others? How should we think about God? Our thoughts need to be aligned to His thoughts. Amen. And in this passage tonight, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So the first point is, why our thought patterns are so important to God? It's simple. Because what we think determines what we say and do. The Bible says, Christ Himself told the crowd, He says, For out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, a thought is the father of every word. A thought is the father of every word. And we have two choices here. We have choices to have words that do good. Words that would bring a blessing to others. Words that would inspire and encourage others. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Yes, it is good to give a hug. It is good to be aside someone and hold your arm around them and give them a physical assurance. But we do more with words than we do with our physical actions. Yes. And this is an issue about how many times have you comforted somebody this week? How many times have you lifted somebody up? How many times has your words been a blessing to someone this week? That's what we're doing. It's important to God. It's important to God. No words that can do good. There is words that do harm. There's words that do harm. You know, every word that discourages and destroys. Every word that cultivates hate and hurt. Every word that brings wrong actions. And James chapter 3 verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. I'll tell you what. I know people call themselves Christians got fouler mouths than sailors. And that's saying something. I know people call themselves Christians take the Lord God in vain. That's wrong, folks. That's wrong. It says here, James is saying, look, that needs to stop. You need to say things that are worthy of God. You need to say things to mean that we are the children of God. Words that do good should be the issue of our lives, not words that do harm. A thought is the father of every act. Every act of kindness and love. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 says, and be ye what? Kind one to another. That goes beyond words, folks. Kindness is something that is expressed. It's something that is received. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. But you know something? So just as a thought is the father of a good act, a thought could be the father of an act of crime and of violence. In Proverbs chapter 1, we went through verse by verse through the book of Proverbs. And there's a warning after chapter 1, at the end of chapter 1, that Solomon gives his son. And he says here in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, he says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Amen. We know in the book of James that every man, that God doesn't tempt anybody, that everybody is tempted by what they think. They're drawn away of their own lust into sin. And it says that when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. So why are thought patterns so important to God? Because they determine what we say and what we do. And it reveals who's down here. Who's in charge down here. God is interested in the topics about what we choose to think. And so Paul gives us a list of things that we ought to think about. Colossians, Paul says this, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We need to ask the Lord to know our thoughts like the psalmist. In Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, it says, search me, O God. There are some people who don't want God to search your heart. Shameful. That is shameful. We need to ask God to search me, O God. And know, He already knows it. The fact is to you. The fact is to you. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen.
Are we willing to take that challenge tonight? Are we willing to ask God to search our heart? Or are there things that we want to hang on to? See, if God reveals things, are we willing to do something about it? Or are we just wanting to say, some other day, some more convenient day, I'll do what is right? but not right now. But the psalmist is saying, see in the very wicked way of me. I don't want to be wicked. No one in here should want to have bad thoughts. No one in here should want to have bad actions. We should all want to be holy and godly. These are why our thought patterns are so important to God. How can we tell if our thought patterns are pleasing to God? Well, Paul summarizes the focus of our thoughts if they are to please God. He lists all these things right here, and we'll go down through the list tonight. But he gives a picture of the Christian mind as it ought to be. We all know that this is a picture of an MRI of a normal brain. And it's clear. But if you take an MRI of something that of a brain that has cancer, there are spots in there. There are white spots or dark spots or tumors or something in there. It says this is not normal. If God looked into your brain tonight and he looked into your thoughts, what would he see? Would he see a clear conscience? Or would he see something that is diseased and sin-ridden, bad thought-ridden? Oh, our thoughts should be of these things that we see here in this verse. Our thoughts should be things that are true and truthful. The Bible says every one of us is supposed to speak truth to his neighbor. Our yea is supposed to be yea. Our nay is supposed to be nay. But the issue is we need to look to God as the source of all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide us into what? All truth. He says, I am the way. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't know truth unless you know God.
Amen.
You can't know truth unless you know God. So if you want to be thinking of things that are true, then you need to think by God. We need to think of things that are honest. Our thoughts should be of things that are honest, which is basically another word for that is noble. Noble means that we rise above. It's something of character. Folks, we lack integrity in our world today. Amen. We lack integrity in people that call themselves Christians today. That should not be the same. Amen. It should not be the same. And so we need to think of things that are honest, because every promise of God is in Him is yea and amen. So when we think of things that are honest, we think of the one who is righteous and true, and that's God. We should, our thoughts should be of things that are just. Just means to be righteous, means to be good, means to be right. It's the word that's used in Acts chapter 10, verse 22, when it says, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a what? Just man. You know, God will hear a just man. God will talk to a just man. God will do everything in His power to make that the just, show that the just man is on the right path. And He says He's the just man and one that feareth God. If you're totally just because God is just, you're thinking on God and you're going to respect Him. Amen. And have a good report among all the nation of the Jews. Look at this Gentile. Because he was just, everybody saw it. Because he was just, God saw it too. No one had an evil report against him because he did great things, okay? And he was warned of God. If you're just, God will speak to you. Amen. He'll speak to you by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. And that was Peter. Folks, our thoughts should be of things that are true It's just centered on God because He's the God of all truth.
Amen.
Our thoughts should be things that are honest. We should focus on God because He is right. There is no sin in Him. There is no error in Him. Everything is honest. Our thoughts should be of things that are just. Our thoughts should be things that are pure. You know what pure means? Pure means that there's no imperfection in it. Pure means that it's whole. Pure means that it is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Okay? Our thoughts should be of things that are pure. And we need to keep our mind pure. That might mean turn your TV off. That might mean turn your phone off. That might mean leave a conversation if it goes the wrong way. That might mean turn your internet off. That might mean you're accountable to somebody on this to get help, because we're supposed to encourage one another. That means that we need to bring everything into the captivity of Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, in verse 4 it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Folks, you can't be pure unless Christ has got your mind. You can't be true unless Christ has got your mind. You can't be honest unless Christ has got your mind. You can't be just and righteous unless Christ has got your mind. We need to think of things that are pure. Our thoughts should be of things that are of lovely and of good report. When people look at you, what do they say? You know, we went through the issue of Christ getting his disciples. And he said, "Who do men say that I am?" Basically, to see if the disciples understood this. Who do men say that you are? Do you have a difference? Are you making a difference? Do you have compassion? Okay? Is there a good report? Paul goes to Timothy and says, all these people that require leadership positions, and a leader is any minister. It doesn't have to be the position itself. We're all leaders, folks. It says they're supposed to be honest and of good report with nothing in their past. Folks, when God vets us, what does He see? What does He see? Our thoughts should be of things that are lovely and a good report. And I'll tell you what. If you start thinking on the wrong things, that's where you will go. And we talked about the spiritual warfare this morning. Our thoughts should be of the best in others. Because we should have thoughts of love one to another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, this talks about a characteristic here. It says that love doth not behave itself unseemly.
Right.
Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. But look at the next one. Thinketh no evil. If we have bad thoughts, we're not loving God.
Amen.
We're not loving God. Our thoughts should be focused on praising God. Psalm chapter 119, verse 171 says, "My lips shall utter praise." When? And there's a catch here. "When thou hast taught me thy statutes." We can't praise God unless we've been taught the statutes and we're following God's principles. So how can you tell if your thought patterns are pleasing to God? When we have thoughts that are listed in God's word, where he says, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. It's not optional, folks. It's not optional. So lastly, how do we conform? Or how we conform our thought patterns to God's will? It's fairly simple. Right thoughts come from hearts that are right with God.
Amen.
You know, we sing the song, is thy heart right with God, washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1, it says, for all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. See, are we in the hand of God? Are we in the hand of God? Right thoughts come from hearts that are right with God. We must confess our wrong thoughts to the Lord. Christ himself told the religious leaders of the day, they're trying to trip him up. He said, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, but if a man think on the woman with lust in his heart, he's committed adultery. If a man says he hates his brother, it's the same as murder. And so the issue is that our thoughts lead to actions. And Christ knows that. And God knows that. And that's why John writes in 1 John 1:9, says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. That's just not on the outside. That's on the inside, folks. That's on the inside. The bottom line is we must choose good mental input to produce good thoughts. So tonight, what's happening in your devotional life? What's happening in your worship of Christ? How much time do you spend taking in the Bible, reading the Bible? How much time do you spend in prayer to God? How much time do you sit alone and just meditate on him and listen? The world goes too fast. And we're taught to think that we have to run, 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 run. God says this, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
And we need to understand that. We can't run 9,000 miles an hour down here on the earth and expect to have good thoughts. We need to let God lead and follow him. We need to think on these things. The question, if Christ returned today, what would he find in your mind? What would he find in your mind right now? Right now. I know there's people in here right now that their thoughts are not even on God. I know it for a fact. I can see it. It's shameful. This should be the place where God is lifted up and exalted.
Amen. Amen.
This should be the place where everything is about him.
Yes.
And it's not about you. If Christ returned today, what would he find in your mind? We, like the psalmist, need to say, search me, O God, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I ask that you just search us now. Father, just help us, Lord, to have revealed in us, Lord, what you need out of our lives, our bad thoughts, our bad actions. And Father, we would turn to you. Father, revival won't begin unless we are right with you. And Lord, I just ask that you just help us, Lord, to be right with you tonight. Help us, Lord, to leave here knowing that we're walking with you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.